Hello, friends. Today's episode is brought to you by From Within Records. Saturday, May 18th, the one scene unites in the Panhandle. From Within Records Spring 2024 Showcase. Magnitude, Malice at the Palace, Seat of Pain, Envision, Worn, Collateral, Dimension 6, Statement of Pride, Burning Strong, and Milestone. This will all be taking place at the Handlebar, so please go grab your tickets while they're still available. If you're not following From Within Records on social media, please go boot up X, go boot up Instagram, click that follow button to stay up to date on all the current news. And like I always say, please support From Within Records because they support us. If you're looking for high quality merch for your band or for your business, please go follow my friends over at Good Fortune Printing out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. You can follow them on Instagram at Good Fortune Printing, or if you want to get in contact with them, please email them contact@goodfortuneprinting.com. You can thank me later. Before we get into today's guests, I am home from Louisville, which blew me away, right? I had been wanting to go for a very long time. I'd been telling Tyler that I would be going for the past couple of years, and totally just based off schedule and other obligations, I was not able to make it. But this year, I made it a point to go. I was like, all right, nothing's going to stop me. This year, we have to make good on our promise and we're going to go. And I'm very happy that I did, right? Because obviously Tyler and I are good friends. He's on the podcast doing the Marvel stuff, but for him to not only welcome me into his home, but just to, make sure I was taken care of while I was in town, I was very grateful. It was awesome to be able to spend the 4 days that I was there with him and Ashton. Shout out to Ashton. She was awesome. It was just such a great time, and getting to meet friends from the internet and to be able to be friends in real life. I was very excited to meet Jim Barron, Dave Boggers, and even getting to meet new people. It was such a great time. And then even being able to run into some of my more favorite people, Bob Wilson, Greg from Hold My Own, Carter Holmes. It was just a really great experience. The fest was ran great. I felt like they had things going in a timely manner. There wasn't too much downtime in between bands, which is a lot, right, with changeovers and stuff can happen. But I felt like the fest ran pretty smooth. And there was a ton of people there. Oh my God, I could not believe how many people were there in this crazy pavilion. But shout out to everybody I was able to make it. It was cool. It was my first LDB, and I'm definitely looking forward to going back again next year. It was awesome. I encourage all of you to make the trip out. It was fun, and getting to spend time with shout out Jeff from Feet First. It's always great seeing him. I talk to him all the time, but just being able to hang out and enjoy some good laughs in person. It was awesome. Like, seriously, one of the best weekends so far of the year. And I'm just still over the moon about like that whole experience, just getting to take in the local culture, trying out the local food spots. We ate at this place. I'm pretty sure it's called Toasties. They won Burger of the Year for 2022 and 2023. And I hope they win it in 2024 because that burger was amazing. And I cannot wait to eat there again. I'm just looking forward to go back. It was very fun. A lot of great people, a lot of great bands. Shout out Stateside. Stateside got to play, which I was very excited for. I got to see my friends in another state again, right? It seems like whenever I'm on vacation, Stateside is always around, which is great. Because last year I was in Philly, Stateside was there. I got to see them there, which was cool. So to be able to see them hit the stage at LDB, it was insane. And I was very happy with so many people coming up to me and telling me positive things about Stateside, because obviously they're my friends, but I believe in that band. They write awesome music, and I cannot wait for you to hear the next couple of singles that they're going to drop, because they're going to drop, I'm not sure if it's the next single or the one after that, but they're about to drop one of my favorite songs that they've ever written. And it's so awesome. And I'm so happy that they're able to play the fest, get more exposure. And just to, like I said, just to hear people, especially people that I didn't even know were into that kind of music, come up to me and talk to me about how much they like Stateside. It was so cool. So shout out to Stateside. Hope they're doing well on their current tour. But yeah, crazy experience. I got to see so many friends, and it was just, maybe it was something that I needed that I just didn't realize, right? And it was just so fun, and I just cannot I cannot fully express it, because I could go on forever about all the little things that happened during the fest. There was a First Blood cover, Weapon X covered First Blood, right? And I still hit the dance floor, but just not as much as I used to. But I'm standing on stage and Weapon X is starting and the sample hits, and I'm just like, oh, that's like that First Blood sample. And they go into the song, and sure enough, they're covering First Blood. And I'm like, all right, I have to get a little reckless. And I was just worried about, like, whenever I mosh, you know, my hat gets knocked off, my glasses go flying somewhere. But luckily this time I was able to hit the pit and none of my belongings got lost. They didn't go anywhere crazy. They stayed on me, which was fine. But what a crazy way to open their set. It was fun. I love First Blood. I love Weapon X. It was wild. But yeah, so many awesome things about the fest. I could go on a long time about it. I'm actually going to do a couple of podcasts talking about the fest. I look forward to that in the next coming weeks. But LDB, really awesome fest. Go to it, support it. Support Louisville Hardcore. They have a lot of awesome things going on out there. But on today's episode, we had to track down our good friend Bubba. Sings for a local band, Whirlwind, who I think are awesome. They just put out a new record called Lasting Peace on Indecision Records, and you should go check it out. If you're here and you're not tapped in with Lasting Peace, I highly encourage you to please hit pause, go boot up your Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Bandcamp, YouTube, whatever, or even go boot up the Hardcore Caviar playlist, because Whirlwind is on it, and listen to Lasting Peace, awesome record, and then come back here and hear Bubba and I talk about how the record came together, all things Orange County. It was so much fun. I love talking to Bubba. I love what he's doing with Whirlwind. He's a great person, real deal hardcore. So please strap in, enjoy this conversation. Without further ado, welcome Bubba to the show. Welcome back to the podcast, Bubba. How's it going?
Dude, it's good. Good to be back, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm stoked to have you back. You know, congratulations on the new record, Lasting Peace.
Thank you.
it seems like it was forever ago when we were, you know, sitting at the shop in that back office doing our last podcast.
Yeah, right? I want to say... shit, like summertime, I think. I don't even remember.
it's all a blur. I'm trying to remember too. I just laugh at that. The attempts that we tried with like that band, there was that band, because we tried to do it at your practice space, and there was that band down the hall that was covering Turnstile for like an hour, which was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, do they still practice there?
Yeah, they're still there. I haven't heard the Turnstile cover since that day, but no, I mean, like, what I've heard from them play, they rip.
Oh, well, somebody has to book them or figure out like who they are.
Exactly. I've never seen them, so I don't know. I've just heard them play.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But okay. The new record, Last in Peace, just dropped, but I want to go back to the beginning of the creation process for that record. Can you talk about when the writing and the idea started for this?
The writing started, dude, like 2 years ago.
Okay.
We've been writing for like the longest time. Like we hit a lull for a little bit and then like picked up steam like even more, because we were originally, we put out the two singles, I want to say like November of like 22, I believe. And then we had planned on recording even more, but I was in school at the time. I was just super busy. We were all pretty busy. And then, I don't know, just like try to write every chance we could. And yeah, it just, now it's finally done. It's finally out. We've been sitting on the album art for like 2 years.
And damn.
Then, yeah. I felt bad because shout out J Ruggs for real, because he really put his all into that album art and it just sat for a while. And we're like, I kept telling him like, don't worry, man. Like, it's going to be good. Like, we just want to make sure it's like a good release for like how good of an album art that was, you know? And then, yeah, hit the studio. I want to say when did we hit it? We hit it like in August with Caesar from Ishiki and Smoke. And we were busy, they were busy, so it took a lot longer than we expected, but I'm so happy with how it came out. Like, it's, in my opinion, our like best work that we've done, and now we're starting to write again, and who knows what the next thing's gonna be, you know?
Yes. Sometimes when I listen to a band, it's like, okay, they're good. But when there's like this like big like milestone, right, where they get signed to a label, and then the first release on that label, it seems like there's like this like level up in terms of sound. And when I was listening to Lasting Peace, I wasn't sure what to expect. But when I heard the first record, the first track, I was like, oh shit, like they stepped their shit up. This is awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I know we really wanted to just go for it. Honestly, I'm so proud of it. I can't believe it's just like how good it sounds. I can, because they're all amazing. But I don't know. Sick. I love it.
I didn't realize you guys were sitting on the album art for that long. 2 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's funny because like we've been sitting on that, and it's just like, you know, we wanted to make it a good release for it, and like what better than through Indecision, you know?
Yeah, shout out Mandel.
Exactly. Love Mandel.
Yeah, and I love that too, because obviously Indecision has an awesome history, but still, like, for Dave Mandel to be still tapped in, right? I'll show up to a show, he's there, still supporting, for him to just want to work with current bands, especially from our area, right? Because we live here in Orange County, and I'm very prideful of the scene, so it's cool for me to see bands from Orange County doing cool stuff. So for you guys to be on Indecision, especially here in 2024, I think it's really awesome.
No, seriously, like I can't believe, like I'm still like, I don't know, it just, he took a chance on us for real, and it means so much. Like, it's like you said, I used to see him at shows before, like even bands that aren't even on Indecision, he'll be there just taking pictures, and just tapped into the scene for sure. It's sick. Like, for, you know, as much as he's got going on, that's, it's insane for him just to like continue to go to shows and like, you know, see what's going on with the scene and everything like that.
100%, because for as long as I've been in the scene, and as many like dropouts and, you know, people who have just like moved on or whatever, I always have respect for people who have been around longer than me, because, you know, I've been here for a really long time. So when I look around a room and just especially for his history, right, like he's put in the work, he's done a lot to support the scene, but just for him to still be around and have that passion to just show up to shows, like, you know, it's not like he only shows up to like the big events. Yeah, he's popping out at Program, Chain Reaction, yeah, just doing his thing, which to me is awesome, because I feel like that's how I'm going to be, right? He's a little older than us, but I don't feel like I'm going to lose the passion or the love for what we're doing now in terms of hardcore.
No, seriously, like, we'll go to a show that, like, we don't play just to support our friends. And I'd rather go to local shows than bigger shows, in my opinion. It's a lot funner. Like, you get to see all your friends. You get to hang out, like, it still feels like I'm like when I went to my first show when I was 15. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm 30 some now, so it's just like, damn, it's crazy. I still have that fire in me.
Yeah, that's so sick. But okay, so Lasting Peace is out.
Yeah,
but yeah. There's no record release show announced. Is that something that's going to come soon, or are you guys not going to do one?
No, we're going to do one. It's just in the works right now. We're just trying to find the right place to facilitate it, the right people to do it. Not the right people, but like just our friends to play. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to find like the perfect date for like all of our friends to play, pretty much. So it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a weird one, but it's going to be a fun one. Different bands for sure.
Okay, well, that's something that I'm going to be looking forward to, because yeah, I was thinking about that like leading into this. I was like, okay, the record's out. I was like, did I miss something? But yeah, the there hasn't been anything announced.
Yeah, I think we're gonna try to do for either April or mid-May.
Okay,
just like give it some time to like breathe a little bit, have people listen to it, and you know, once it's out, I mean, not once it's out, but like once like it's a little bit of time goes by, then we'll have it for sure.
Okay. And you did an Instagram post for the lyrics for the title track. You know, you're like, oh, Whirlwind Karaoke, but I haven't seen the lyrics for any other tracks posted anywhere. Do you plan to update like the Bandcamp or anything?
Yeah, for sure. We'll get them. We'll get that. I still need to work on that. I've just been so fucking busy lately. It's hard between work and like all the band shit and then just real life. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a time to like sit back and breathe.
Yeah, no, I get it. Sometimes life moves like really fast, which like today I totally forgot there was the time change, which I don't mind the time change in the fall, because our days get longer, but now we're like here getting into the spring where we like, you know, quote unquote lose an hour. It's always strange to me.
Yeah, it always messes me up for sure. I'm tired. I got my coffee. We're good.
Okay, and can you talk about the name Lasting Peace? Was that the name of the album first, or was it the title track first?
So it's kind of funny you ask, like, what was it? It was originally the name of the album.
Okay.
And then I wrote Lasting Peace first, like not first, but like it was like one of like the early songs that like I wrote about, like, you know, mental health issues, everything else. Like I really like to shine a light on like mental health, because like that's like my biggest thing. You know what I mean? Like, everyone struggles. I just want people to know, like, everyone cares about everyone. Everyone's got things going on, you know? But it's funny. I was at watching my friend propose to his girlfriend at the, what was it? The Huntington Library in Pasadena.
Okay.
And there was like one flower I saw that was there. It was called Lasting Peace. And then it clicked. I just was like, that's going to be the name of the new record.
That's a crazy story.
And that's how I got the name of it. Just like watching my best friend propose to his now wife. Mm-hmm. It's sick. Like, and then you just wrote the song through the name pretty much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was pretty much what clicked. And then I hit up the guys like, hey, how do you feel about calling the record this? And they're like, I'm down for sure. And then he also kind of goes along with the album art that like J Ruggs did.
Yeah. And when you talked to J Ruggs about that album art, like, did you just give him like any kind of direction, or will you just let him, you know, free reign?
We gave him a little bit of direction. I think, what did we say? It was so long ago. Mm-hmm. We told him we wanted like demons fighting angels, I believe. And then the dragon kind of came up on that, like that bottom part. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, that's fucking sick. And then, I mean, we've just been rocking with like dragon shit, like so much. obviously, that's like all of our whole thing. But he just cooked and he killed it. It was, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. When I'm looking at it, seems like, you know, the person in like the doorway is like the final boss, just kind of like overlooking this like fight going on between these monsters.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I enjoy it. Shout out J Ruggs.
For real. I love J Ruggs. Want to get him out here.
Yeah. New York head. Got to get him on the podcast. J Ruggs, yeah. We got to reschedule. We had something in that, I think I had a scheduling conflict, but still got to get J Ruggs on the podcast. Okay, and did you ever tell your best friend that story about the name of the record and how that came together?
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. I think I told him like 2 days after, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he's the one, pretty much. He's the one that got me the sample for Lifer 2, which okay. is like about his little brother who like we all grew up with. And then, I asked him, I was like, yo, what'd be a good sample for this? And then he's like, you should try this. I was like, yo, I'm down for sure. Like, he's like my other brother. He's like my brother for sure. Like, we've been friends since we were 15 and grew up together. Now we work together. It's fucking dope.
Yeah, it's awesome when you can have like long lasting, you know, friendships like that. So you always got to cherish those ones.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and I mentioned the opening track on the record. Can you talk about that? Because that when I tuned into the album and I heard that, I was like, okay, this is gonna be a fun one, because I always get a little nervous because I never want to get biased when it comes to my friends' bands, right? I have to be mm-hmm. like objective, and obviously if I'm not going to rock with it, it's going to be hard for me, because obviously I want to support what my friends are doing. So I'll try to support you know, any way that I can. But when I heard that opening track, I was like, okay, cool. I can breathe like a little sigh of relief because I don't have to listen to something that's like whack. Even though like I believe in you guys, obviously, because I've had you on before. But if you can just talk about, you know, that track, was that always the opening track of the album? Because I always get curious about like track placements, because sometimes when I listen to an album and there's like just such a good flow, I'm like, all right, who's like the brilliant person behind this, and like how did they get here?
No, for sure. So the opening track is 1503, which is like pretty much just an intro. We're like, you know, fuck it, let's write an intro for it. Brian actually wrote that song. Like, he had a dream. I swear on my fucking life, Brian had a dream about that riff, the jan jan jan. You know what I mean? And then fucking, he woke up at 2 a.m, recorded himself playing that, and sent it to our group chat. And then we're just like, we wanted to build from it, but then I don't know what happened. We just started using it as the intro live. And then we're like, we have to put it on the record. And like, there's no lyrics on it, but then it flows right into Leave. The closing notes are about the same as the opening notes for Leave. So we play the intro into Leave live. And then we try to figure out the transition, because there's that one title fight clip of them playing, I think, the Panda Studios.
Okay.
Where they transition. I forget which songs it is, but they transition it perfectly right into it. So we're like, well, we have to do that. Like, I don't know. I'm always a sucker for a good transition for like a song into another song. And then, I don't know. It's just like, I'm really picky with the way like the tracks go in order. And I know everyone else is too. So we like really sat down and we're like, okay, this one's going to be here, like Leave and then Buried in Stone. And then we were like confused of what, or not, or how, whoa. We weren't confused. I didn't know which order everything should go, but then like, we all sat together and we're just like, okay, no, this makes sense after this, after that. So, yeah.
Yeah, good order. And I think it's cool too that, because obviously, you know, Lasting Peace had been out and, you know, people had been familiar with that. So I thought it was, you know, cool that you're able to put it as like the last track, because sometimes people, you know, or bands will want to put the familiar track like, you know, higher up in the record just to, you know, get that familiarity. But I think just having it at the end is cool. So it's just like, people should have already been tapped in with that before the album came out, but now it's like, all right, to get to that track with no skips, we have to get through the record, all the new songs. And I thought that was awesome and it was fun.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't know, it just, in my mind, I was like, well, everyone knows it, and if you listen to it like on vinyl, it's like, okay, I have to listen to the whole thing just to listen to the last one, the one I already know, you know, the one I like.
Yeah, I'm still not sure which song is my favorite on the record. It's either Collide or Empty Hopes. So I'm trying to, yeah, those two are kind of like my top two that I'm trying to figure out right now.
We just played Collide in that little secret set on Friday. It's a fun one to play.
You guys played on Friday?
Yeah. Well, okay. So we were all at the show anyways. The plan was we were all going to go.
And this is the Chain Reaction show with Bent Blue.
Yeah, Blue, Back to Godhead, Major Pain, Ruin, Ozai, and Face Facts. Like, all of our friends are playing. And so we're like, of course we're going to go. And then I was sitting at the shop and I was like, fuck, what if we did a secret set, just play two songs and that's it? And everyone was cool with it. So I was like, yo, all love to everyone who let us do that. You know what I mean? And our album came out that day. And we're just like, oh, come on. Like, please.
So you keep two songs. So you performed Collide and what else?
Lasting Peace.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That song everyone knew. And then everyone wanted like one more song. So we're just like, well, we'll play 2013. So, yeah, we played three. all together. It was fun.
Yeah, the turnout looked great because obviously I saw the photos from you know, Mandel's Instagram, and then I know Steven just posted the Ruins set.
Yeah, so. That one was sick. They covered fucking Marauder.
Yeah, it's cool to see a younger band like Ruin pop up and just doing shows.
Yeah, it's sick. They're killing it for sure.
Yeah, because I had Noah on the podcast a while back, and he's a nice dude. I always see him, you know, out there supporting the scene. Always posting about hardcore. But when I watched their live set, I wasn't sure, you know how tapped in people are, or if people, like, you know, fuck with them. But seeing people sing along and going crazy, I was like, hell yeah! Like, that's cool. Just there's another, like, newer Orange County band that's getting love.
Exactly, it's sick. Love those dudes.
Yeah and I always like I said earlier, just want to see the local scene do good, right? Because obviously, like, got love for the rest of California, like the greater scene in general, but it's always more special when it's, you know, hometown stuff, you know.
Oh, for real.
Okay, well, that makes me really sad that I wasn't at that show on Friday.
It's all good. We just, like, didn't want to make the night about us, you know what I mean? It's like their show. We didn't want to, like, post and be like, oh, we're playing the secret set, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just wanted to go up, play a couple songs, rock out, and just chill, hang out with all the homies.
Okay, and so record show is looming, but as far as, like, other shows, because, like, there's nothing announced for you guys. Do you guys have things lined up? Because I feel like this is, like, the prime time, right? New records out, still kind of early in the year. I feel like there's, like, a lot of opportunity out there.
Yeah, we got a couple coming up. What is it? We got a show this Saturday in Bakersfield with Thousand Yard Stare.
Okay.
And then I want to say there should be one announced soon within at the Che.
Oh, nice. Shout out San Diego.
Yeah, with Ruin. So
okay.
Yeah, it'll be sick. And we got, like, some other stuff in the works, but, you know, just playing it, you're kicking back for a little bit.
Yeah, I want to see like a West Coast run, because I feel like you guys could, you know, do, because obviously regional stuff is a lot easier than doing, like, a full U.S. tour. But
for sure.
Yeah, so you guys start up in the Pacific Northwest and make your way back down home.
Yeah, we're working on some stuff for, like, end of summer or early fall, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just got to make sure it all lines up perfectly. We got to make sure all the planets collide.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah. I'm stoked that the record is finally out, and it seems like you guys are getting a lot of love. So I hope that this is just, just another step up in terms of everything. Right. Cause I think the music leveled up, but now I'm just hoping that everything else does too. Like, you know, in terms of, like, you know, like, people supporting the band. So I hope, next time I catch you guys live, there's, like, a really fun and crazy reaction.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like every show we've played, what, this year so far has just gotten better and better and better. Like, more and more people have been singing along. Like, it's been insane. Like, every time we play the Haven, it just goes crazy. Because I think, what was it? Yeah, we played on our last little, like, weekend run with Impact from Reno. They're fucking sick. Shout out Impact, for real. Like, those are our boys. But, like, we did Pomona, Vegas, and San Diego, and those 3 days were amazing. But, like, it was all homie show at the Pomona gig. It was us, Impact, Stateside, Spirit Dive, and then Only Sibling as well. Oh, and Provoke played. That was sick too. Our first time playing with Provoke, that was, they blew me out of the water for sure.
Yeah, and was that when Stateside and Only Sibling were on their run, right?
Yeah, it was funny because it kind of worked perfectly. It was the first day for both of our runs.
Yeah, just starting the same day.
Yeah.
Different genres, but coming together. That's sick.
Dude, I love playing those weird ass shows. Like, just the mellow and hardcore bands. Like, it's so sick.
Yeah, I enjoy it because it's like I get to knock out multiple genres without having to, you know, go to like multiple shows. It's like, all right, sick. Now I get like all my favorite types in one show. And it's cool too. It's like, all right, this is going to be like the mellow chill set, and then, you know, the sing along set. But then it's like, all right, here's the violence that we got to be on our toes.
Yeah, right.
But the Haven's awesome. I always trip out because I went to that place when it was like, you know, Aladdin Junior, PPW, when like the venue was you know, flipped around, because now it's like the stages and like the, you know, like for people who go there today, like where the stage is at in the Haven, that was like the back of the room for Aladdin Junior, PPW. So like where you enter was where the stage was, where that's where like the bands would like load in and, you know, get out. So it's very interesting. And is there pass through to the restaurant in the Haven? Because I didn't check last time.
Not
I was there.
Not anymore. It's just still it's that side door.
Oh, okay.
So you know how like where the stage, I want to say what, stage left, there was that door right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you enter now. Which is, it still blows my mind every time I go there, because I remember it being flipped. Like, I remember the arcade stadium or set up in the back where you'd have to put all the merch and everything. I think there was a pool table back there too. I don't remember.
I just remember, yeah, it being like a weird dark hallway to get to the bathroom where like the, yeah, where I think like the green room is now or whatever.
Yeah, now it's all lit up.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's definitely way more lit, because like I can, you know, lights on at the Haven is way different than lights on at you know, Aladdin Junior. I feel like it was just way darker back then.
Yeah, I remember getting very hurt at that show, or when I saw God's Hate and Twitching Tongues there.
I remember. So Reign Supreme was on tour with Murder Death Kill. So I was like, all right, hell yeah. Like, and this is the last time I saw Reign Supreme, because I think they just kind of went downhill. But anyways, they're on tour with their EP Sky Burial, and they're playing PBW, I think that's what it's called at the time. So like, all right, whatever. And Murder Death Kill was playing, and I was like, all right, let me go check them out, because I have had friends who played in that band. I've heard the music, not the biggest fan. And I remember I'm just like, literally first song of Murder Death Kill, I'm just at the edge of the pit minding my own business. I get punched in the face, and I'm like, all right, that's enough for me. You know, this is what it is. Cause yeah, it was just like, you know, Murder Death Kill play, and it's just like the most like ignorant moshing. So I was like, oh damn it, this is crazy. And like I said, like the music was like not my favorite thing. So I just, you know, as soon as I got punched, I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, with a band called Murder, Death, Kill, I'm standing in the back. There ain't no way I'm getting punched. I'm just like, fuck that. I know my limits now.
Yeah. I think they're playing a show soon. I think I saw them on the flyer, which is crazy. But yeah, that venue is so cool. Because yeah, I've seen so many cool shows. Like the first time I saw Turnstile was in that venue when they first came to Southern California.
Was that with that was the Basement and Daylight played that, right?
No. I think this was Stigmata, Angel Dust.
That's right.
Yeah. No, and me being so like, I feel so dumb, because I remember that night I was like, oh, I wonder if anybody is even into Turnstile, because like I think they just had I think that the newest record that came out to them was, I think, Pressure to Succeed. And I remember being in the room, and
oh, yeah,
first song the whole room is singing along, and I'm just like the energy was insane. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is insane. And I was like, I loved them before I saw them, because I watched their videos of them in like some like indoor skate park in like Virginia or something. And I always thought the music was sick, but when they finally made it out and I saw them live, I was like, oh shit, this is, I think this is gonna blow up. And then if you like, you know, fast forward now, it's like, it's crazy.
That was the Backtrack record release one, right? The darker half one.
No, because the video I saw them, it was just the only video I saw was them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because I wasn't sure if it was that one, because I remember watching that and just be like, yo, this is sick. They're groovy as hell. Because like, that's when I was started listening, like, what was it? I think of the band names now. It's escaped me. I can't even think of them.
It's all good.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Legendary venue, though. Shout out. Like, to me, it's just like, It's cool to see it still popping, like, because obviously, like, there was like a big, like, you know, like, time when there was nothing happening there. So it's just cool to see stuff popping off there now, because, you know, I live here in Anaheim, so Pomona's not a crazy drive. Just have to deal with like the 57, which is can be terrible, but if that's the worst of it, it's not that bad.
Yeah. See, I like to cut through the canyon. That one's fun.
Okay.
I live like right up over, and then I could just hit the canyon.
Okay. Yeah. I did that once. I remember I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be late to a show. So I was like, this traffic is terrible. So there was like a turn off, and yeah, you're able to cut through the canyon, which is nice, because you're just like, who the hell lives in these like random, you know, mountains? It's crazy, but it's nice too. It's just like, you're kind of just tucked away from everything.
It's like Silverado Canyon. Silverado Canyon freaks me the fuck out. Because, like, who lives there? Yeah. Ain't no reason you need to be living in the backcountry of, like, Orange County.
Yeah, it's always a trip that there's, obviously, like, there's so much, like, you know, city life here. But, yeah, like, you just go up into the hills, and it's just, like, completely different. And it's not that far away. It's, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And I'm curious, because you know, you're at the shop right now, and since the last time we've talked, I feel like there's been like a bunch of shows that have popped off there. Which is crazy to me, because it, like, when I'm in there, I'm like, oh, this place is really nice. I just can't imagine there being a show here, and especially since there's like so much there's so much glass like everywhere.
Yeah, it's, you just got, we've just trying to figure out like what bands we can have here and what bands we can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously having Whirlwind play is somewhat irresponsible, but like we kind of dial it back a little bit. I mean, it's like if we were to play Program, we're not going to play like super heavy shit, you know, and be like, fuck everyone up. No, it's like we're gonna respect the place no matter what, because like this is a business, obviously. But like the whole intent for getting this bigger shop was like having more events here, like, but from the owner, he's just like, I want more events, I want like more of a community outreach on like in Long Beach, because I mean there's really, besides like what the Gilmore, there's not too many venues to play out here besides like, or I guess bars, but it's like no one wants to really play a bar. Like,
yeah, because you want all ages.
Exactly. It's like you want to be, I don't know. So what was it? We did the first like real show, I want to say last year was the Stateside record release. And that was a lot of fun. And then the owner would have like more electronic, like darker wave kind of shows here. Mm-hmm. everything was just getting kind of fucked up and like people weren't respecting the shop. So we were all just like, yo, like, no, like no more shows. You know what I mean? No more until like it could be better sanctioned and like watch out. And everyone here listens to hardcore anyways. So we're just like, well, what if we did the stateside record release here and then had like Whirlwind play and like some other hardcore bands, but have Spirit Dive play, like people who actually work here play at first. And then everyone was like, yeah, that's cool. I don't mind it. We just push all the chairs in and then you could fit like, I think we had like 120 people in here. It was insane. But it's a big shop. And then that's when Stateside, Torena, Broken Vow played at Allen's house. And then that got shut down. So everyone's like, no, you guys can bring it back here. Like, it's okay. You know, and then we did the benefit show for Justin from Ozai, his family. And nothing really got messed up. Marrow did a secret set. That was scary. Because they are a scary band. But yeah, everything was fine. We're just trying to figure out like the amount of times to do it where it's not too much. You know what I mean? And with Amiro, he books everything under Quarantine Records. So it's very respected. And Amiro's a very respected person out in Long Beach. So it's perfect to have him book the stuff out here too, you know? So it's pretty much Amiro and Lemus. Like, it's their little child of them, like, throwing the shows here. And I'm just, like, happy to be along with it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. It's a definitely a cool spot. I feel like it's, you know, like, really good lighting in there, which is always a plus. But yeah, I like the idea of them spacing it out and just doing things here and there, and not it being like a full fledged venue after hours. But shout out Spirit Dive too. You're rocking the hoodie.
Love my dogs.
Yeah, they just put out new music, so yeah. go listen to Spirit Dive. They're doing cool stuff. I think they played a show yesterday, or is it today? See, my timelines are so mixed up.
They played yesterday.
Okay.
Out in, I want to say Echo Park or Boyle Heights, out in Boyle Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like some warehouse. It looked cool. I saw the clips of it.
Yeah, I saw the flyer and I didn't recognize anybody on the flyer. So I was like, maybe this is like, you know, like a different scene or something.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're more like what? Like, I would consider them like college rocky for sure, with like hardcore influences.
Yeah, I feel like they're like one of those bands that obviously is in the hardcore bubble. Mm-hmm. You know, right? Like sonically, they can fit onto hardcore bills, but also because, like, you know, everyone in the band plays in hardcore bands.
So
it just fits. But then when they, like, you know, step out of the bubble, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, this is something that I'm just not familiar with. But it's cool. I love when bands are able to obviously play in the scene, but also when they're comfortable enough to, like, step out and do something completely different.
No, for sure.
Yeah, because would you guys take that kind of offer, right? Because, you know, hardcore bills are always filled with, you know, shoegaze, pop punk, you know, sometimes indie, whatever. But if you guys were presented with, hey, like, would Whirlwind want to play on like a pop punk show or a shoegaze show?
Oh, hell yeah. We played with Anxious Arms at Program fairly recently, and there was Anxious Arms, they're heavy. Like, they're hardcore adjacent for sure. Like, I love, shout out Tuan, that's my dog. But he hit us up and he was like, yo, would you guys want to play? And we're like, yeah, for sure. It was like us, Citrus, and then Bite the Hands, I believe. And I mean, it was definitely like not like a traditional hardcore bill, you know, or like metalcore or anything like that. We were definitely like the heaviest band on there. It was sick. Like, I love doing shit like that. I'm always down. Like, I still listen to hardcore like all the time, but most of the time I'm listening to like shoegaze or like indie, you know, or like grunge. I love Lacuna. Like, Lacuna is like one of my favorite bands right now.
Yeah, shout out Lacuna. I saw them on a flyer. Did I see them on the flyer recently? Yeah, I think they're playing something. I forgot where I saw them. Somebody posted a flyer with their name on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think my buddy Gabe posted it. Yes,
I can see that.
Yeah, shout out.
They're playing with Pop Free.
Yes, that's the
Haven.
Yeah, and that's Pop Free's EP release.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think it's. When is it? It might be this Wednesday.
Now I got to go investigate. Hold on. Yeah, because my buddy Gabe, shout out Gabe from Darsum, he posted mm-hmm. it. He is Gabe from Darsum, but in my mind, he's Gabe Bound in Blood. All right.
I believe it's this Wednesday.
What happened to his Instagram?
CJ was saying something about it to me the other day. I remember seeing the flyer. That man is busy as hell. Him and Wowie and Maddie.
Yeah. Do you ever want to do another project, or you just chill with Whirlwind? Because I know life is busy.
Something in the works.
Oh, something in the works. Okay.
Yeah. We cooking.
That's what it's all about.
I feel like, don't get me wrong, I love Whirlwind. Like, that's like our baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's obviously going to take like the most priority of time, but it's like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you need more creative outlets in like music, right?
Yeah.
Like, I want to play bass for like a mellower like band, like more grungy like kind of band.
Yeah. I think that's good, right? To have just like the outlet for creativity. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's awesome. Can't wait to hear it, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's Maddie and Fabian are cooking for sure.
Yeah, you know, I got there's like this indie artist. It's like a solo dude, like out of New Jersey, and I was presented with like an opportunity to do a podcast. The podcast is happening like next month. This is
hell yeah.
Like, you know, booking for April, but come to find out this dude's like a hardcore dude, but he just started like this like indie thing, and normally not my like my typical type of like music I would listen to. So I thought this guy was going to be like just not what I was into, and I was like thinking like low key, I was like, this guy's going to be like trash or whatever. So I took the time to listen, and I'm like, you know, I think I was like cruising to like McDonald's or something. Because I feel like that's like my favorite time to listen to indie music, is like when I'm driving. Because if I can vibe with it, you know, while I'm driving, that's like really important to me. So I was listening to this, and I was ready to write it off just because it was like something like indie thing, which probably isn't the smartest thing to do. But anyways, I was listening to it, and it wasn't bad. I was like, "Oh, this is sick!" I couldn't believe I was just ready to write it off. But you know, whenever somebody hits me up about anything like in terms of music, and they want me to listen, like I will definitely listen. Like, I'm never gonna think I'm too cool or too good to listen to anything. Like, I'll check it out. But if you don't hear back from me, it's probably because I didn't like it. But I actually like this stuff, and it wasn't like, you know, like I said, like the typical stuff that I listen to, because like I you know, listen to stuff like, you know, like Tokyo Police Club, Vampire Weekend, stuff like that. But there's not a ton of that in my Spotify library, right? But there's some like stuff like in there. So when I heard this guy's stuff and, you know, found out he's just like a hardcore dude. And then also on top of that, I found out that like we have like a ton of friends in common. But I was like, how the fuck have I never even heard of you? So I thought this was like, I was like, okay, this is probably like a scam. So I hit up some of my trusted locals from his area. I'm like, yo, like, have you ever heard of this person? And they're, oh yeah, that's the homie, they're chill. And I'm like, how have I never heard of him? But they're like, oh, like, don't worry, like dude's chill, have him on the podcast. And so I'm like, all right, cool, just, you know, had to get some verification. And I'm looking forward to speaking to that, like, you know, quote unquote indie artist, but still a hardcore person, because they still go to shows. Yeah. They played in a ton of bands, so it's cool.
No, it's funny because like, it's funny you say that, because it's like the same with like me and Lemus. Like, we've been to the same shows for years and like never like met each other until we started working with each other.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I want to say like when I first started like working at the lodge, and like he was at another barbershop, like that's when like we met, because like our friends worked over there. And so it's just funny, like small, it's all a small world, like type of shit.
Okay, so yeah, because Lemus cut my hair at the lodge, and I remember like I got there and like you were leaving, but I just assumed you guys had always been like homies.
No, it's we met each other with, like from cutting hair. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool to see. I always love seeing the friendship. Whenever I see like, you know, your guys' pictures, you know, at the lodge, whenever like Amir is there, and now Eric is in the mix. Shout out Eric.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just had no idea, because like, you know, I've known Lemus for it's crazy how long I've known Lemus for now at this point, because this is like I've known Lemus since he played in a Gunpowder back in the day.
God damn.
Yeah, but he to me has always just been like from like the outside looking at it, it always seems like he's just like a very social type of person, and he always had like, you know, like tons of friends. So I just assumed it, like you, that you guys were like, you know, like longtime homies.
Yeah, no, we've been like, we were talking about it like a month or two ago, that we're just like, yeah, like I was at this show. I was like, damn. I was just always like, I'm pretty shy of a person, so it's like, I don't know, like I'll say like what's up, you know what I mean? Like I'll never be like, I can't talk to anyone, right? You know, but like I'll always say what's up to people, but it's just like I'm very shy and like have like anxiety like no other sometimes at shows. So I'm just like very keep to myself for the most part, but like I'll still like walk around and say what's up to everyone who says hi. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I ain't on no cool guy bullshit. Fuck all that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you're not, because I've seen it so many times where, you know, I'll know a band, but then as like their popularity rises, right, they get on a label, they play bigger shows, or they do bigger tours, and then the attitude changes, and I'm like, it's so bad that I'm not surprised when that happens. I'm more surprised when people don't change, right? Here's like me peeling back the curtain again. There's this band from New York, you know, like had them on the podcast like years ago, but fast forward to now, they're playing like sold out shows. They have a label, a booking agent. They just flew to Europe for the first time, and I've been wanting to have them back on the podcast. So I was like, okay, like, they're bigger, and like there's like, you know, agents and stuff now. It's like I don't want to disrespect like the like business process, right? It's like I get it, like if you have like a booking agent and stuff, like I never want to go around that, but when we're like, you know, like we're not like best friends, but like, you know, like we follow each other on Instagram, social media, whatever, I was like okay I think I'm okay to reach out personally, because there's like that small relationship there. So when I reached out and they were super down to come back on the podcast, even though they've grown so much, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, thankfully they haven't, you know, changed and they're just as cool as they were before, like all the, you know, changes with like, you know, management and yeah, getting bigger as a band. So I think it's a little sad when I'm more surprised that people don't change versus when people do change.
No, for sure. I mean, like, it's like, change for what? Like, I'd rather just be my own, like, be myself than try to fake the funk for, like, what? Like, to look cool? Nah, I don't give a fuck. I'm weird as hell. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a fucking weirdo. I don't care. It's fun. Like, I just like to joke and have fun and, like, hang out with the homies.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I love that thought because it's like, okay, like I can get it because, right, like you're in a bigger band, a lot of popularity. I'm sure there's a lot of people like wanting your attention.
Yeah.
But if you strip that all away, like you still have to be you, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why like I can really appreciate when the people that I talk to, and not even just through the podcast, but even just through like, you know, just like real friendships in person, that things like that don't like completely change a person when they can still be themselves. Cause it's just like, yeah, it's like, I knew you before all the stuff that you have now. And there's people that I know that are in like, you know, bigger bands with more success than you.
Yeah.
And I'm not speaking about you, but just like, no, yeah. But like there's people in bigger bands with more success that don't change. So for you to be in like a way smaller scale band with a little bit of fame, but for you to think that like you're better than anybody, that just completely blows my mind.
No, and full disclosure, I'm not saying we're hyped up. We're so fucking small and minuscule on the big meadow of bands and shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like, oh yeah, we're like, we're cool, you know? But like, I mean, we are a cool band for sure.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, like, I've noticed it from like years ago of like people who I used to be friends with and like they got a little bit of like fame and everything. Fame, but like, you know, they got a little traction and then they like switched up crazy. And I was like, when I saw that, I was like, if I ever start a band, I'm never going to be like you. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what, like, I'll talk to anybody at a show. Like, if anyone comes up to me and be like, oh, yo, da, 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 I'll make sure to make the time for that person. Because, like, who am I? You know what I mean? I'm just a regular person. It's like when I saw Comeback Kid, I want to say 2013, 2014, when they did the Turn It Around 10-year.
Uh-huh.
They did it with the original vocalist and at Chain. And I got her, and he's just like, before they played False Idols Fall, he was like, I'm no better than you. You're no, and we're all the same person, like all this shit. I was like, damn. That is sick. And that is why Comeback Kid is still one of my favorite hardcore bands.
Yeah, shout out Comeback Kid, still killing it, still doing cool stuff. But yeah, but that's so true, right? Because anybody could start a band, get up on that stage and you know, yeah, get some traction. Like there's not some like, you know, crazy you know, underground Illuminati type stuff going on. You know, in the hardcore community, right? If you put in the work, write good enough music, get that support, like, yeah, you could be right up there. But yeah, I can truly appreciate when people don't switch up, because like, as much like, you know, love and respect that there is, there's still some like, you know, like dark people here, you know, with different motives, right? Not everybody's here to support and want to see the scene mm-hmm. prosper and, you know, prop up the young kids to be prepared to handle the future of the scene. But just when I talk to these bands that grow and get popularity and don't change, that's when I like, that makes me the most happy, when I'm like, all right, cool, like you definitely deserve this, and
it's so cool to know that like there's like real people up there on stage, you know, doing real shit.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's like, what was it? There was like this one dude I was hanging out with at the show. Like, I haven't seen him in years, and we were just chopping up the whole time. And then, you know, people would walk up, be like, "Hey, what's up?" You know, da 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 da. And I was like, still like, make sure to talk to him. Make sure like we're still like talking and stuff. And he's like, "I'm sorry if I'm like punishing you." I was like, "Dude, you're chill. Like, shut the fuck up about that shit. It don't matter. Like, mm-hmm. we're catching up. It's chill." You know what I mean? But yeah, that's like, I don't know. It's chill. I love fucking, the whole reason why I'm in this band is to like meet new people. You know what I mean? Like, that was like the thing from the jump is like, we want to make like meet new people, have a good time, and see where it goes. And it's fucking going pretty sick so far, you know.
100%. And I know you're pressed for time, so I just want to wrap things up here.
Yeah.
You know, I truly appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming back on the podcast.
No, I appreciate you having me back.
Whirlwind is always welcome, right? The door is always open. You know,
you gotta talk to like Wowie or CJ or Brian. No, you need to have Brian on.
I know exactly where you're going with K-pop. This one. I'm down, Brian, if you're listening.
Brian is the funniest member of Whirlwind. I'll always say that.
All right, well, Brian, get on here. We can talk about K-pop. I follow Brian, so shout out Brian. Yeah, like I said, any member of Whirlwind is always welcome. You know, because you've been good to me, the band's awesome. I'm a fan, so I'm always down to support. You know, lasting peace out now. Go support that record. Yeah. Support Indecision Records. But before we sign off, is there anything else you would like to say,
dude? Honestly, like, thank you to everyone who's supported us, listened to us, talked to us, anything. Straight up, like, shout out anyone in the scene who's like fucked with us heavy. Again, start a band, go have fun, you know, do your thing, just fucking run it. Let's make OC fucking popping again. I mean, not that it's not, but it's just like, yo, let's get as many bands as we can.
100%. Shout out Orange County Hardcore. But
yeah,
truly, thank you again, Bubba. This has been awesome. I appreciate your time. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back soon. Goodbye.
Hell yeah.